Welcome back.
Yes.
To Kills and Chills.
We are your hosts.
Ken.
Dan. Together, we make Darren After Dark.
After Dark. Yes.
Yes. If we had an LED sign, this would be the perfect time. This would be the perfect time to...
Perfect time. It would be the perfect time...
To display it.
To display Darren After Dark.
If we recorded Darren After Dark on YouTube...
We'd have like a little...
Yeah, a little setup.
Uh-huh.
We'd also have worse reviews.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like, those bitches
are not only ugly, but they're fucking illiterate.
They can't talk for shit.
They can't do anything right.
It's like, first of all, I have a disability.
Yes, I also have a disability called depression.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
But anywho, how y'all been?
It's been 5 months.
It's been 5 months.
But I'm back.
Yes.
And by I mean me and Ken.
Yeah, we are one person.
We're one entity.
Yes.
Hence Darren After Dark.
Yes. So, we wanted to update you on how the show is going to move forward.
Yes. I think what I really like about podcasting in the first place is that we're our own boss and we can... switch things up, you know, whenever we want.
Yes.
And we needed to switch things up because we were tired.
We were burnt out. We took
we were burning the candle at both ends.
Literally. We needed a very long break and that's what we had and now we're back.
Now we're back. We want to thank everyone that like hit us up or checked up on us. Especially the little girl Natalie.
That did the
painting or I don't know what it was.
It was art.
Regardless of what medium she chose, it was art.
Yes, it was art dedicated for us.
For us.
Of all people.
Oh, God, honestly.
I think Dan may have shed a tear or two.
I may have.
I shed at least three.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
But thank you. That was very sweet. Yes. We appreciated it.
Her sister sent it to us.
Yes.
Yes.
We want to thank also Ghost Boy for still being the trillest.
Oh, yeah, honestly. He's always
if
checking
anyone
up on
gives
him.
A fuck about us, it's
Ghost Boy. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I love that guy.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so moving forward, we've decided to, like Dan said, we have the technology to change the format. Yeah. So we did. We're no longer going to have an informal podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We just felt it was very, not only did it reflect poorly on us. Well, I mean, not poorly,
but also like the things that we talk about and the jokes that we make sometimes do not translate well to everyone.
Yes.
And so it made it seem like insensitive.
Yeah.
So we don't want to deal with that, basically.
Yeah, like any... yeah.
So we don't want to deal with that, so we changed it.
We don't want to deal with any backlash.
Yeah.
Because honestly, mine and Ken's sense of humor is very much alike. And like, we can joke about things like that.
Yeah, but we understand that not everyone is going to get the same type of humor.
Yeah. And so going forward, we decided let's be a little more serious. However, at the end of the month... we will be releasing a
Darren After Dark episode
where you're going to get the same content that we used to put up. So it's just going to be us giving you
our 2 cents.
Yes, our 2 cents.
Like the cases we've covered as well as like...
any jokes that we might have thought about.
Or like current events and stuff like that.
And so it's just... Darren After Dark is going to be, like, a place for us to catch up.
To, like, hang out. Mm-hmm. To have chills.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yes. So, also, we're going to be doing a bi-weekly thing
podcast now.
Mm-hmm. So, you're going to have, like, an episode the first and the third week of the month.
Yes.
And then the last week of the month, you'll have Darren After Dark.
And hopefully that works better for us. And hopefully you guys will accept it positively.
Yes.
If you don't, I'm sure you'll let us know.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, let's talk about current events. The Lori Vallow case.
Oh yeah, we covered some of it.
Yeah, I think we briefly talked about it.
We didn't cover it, but yeah. Or did we? I don't
know. No, we didn't cover it. It was like an intro topic.
Yeah. I think we just talked about it because it was fucked up. Like,
it was fucked up.
See, shit like that. But it was fucked up. Like, I was like, I hope to God they're like in a bunker somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, hidden away.
But that wasn't the case.
Yeah. They found their bodies. I think the guy went to trial already? Or no, or he was being, I don't know.
I think he got,
sentence. No.
No, I don't think he got sentenced. He got,
charged.
No. This is not off to a good start. He got arrested.
Oh.
Because they were gonna do, like, a search of his property, and then in his property, they found the bodies, two bodies of the kids, and they were, like, charred.
Ooh.
Beyond recognition.
Yikes. Like, what the fuck? Like, if you don't like your kids, just fucking give them to someone else.
Yeah, I think it's because she said that the kids were zombies.
What?
She said the kids were zombies. She had been telling everyone, they're like, my kids are zombies, so blah. So then they killed the kids.
What the fuck?
Because of her, like, doomsday cult.
Yeah.
They're like, everyone who will not, everyone who's, like, against the cult were turned into a zombie.
That's, fucking. Yeah, right.
I'm getting Halloween vibes right now. I don't know why.
Are you?
Yeah, I have the chills. Like, oh, Halloween chills.
Chills. Kills and the chills.
Kills and chills. Oh my God, we should get a setup.
Yeah, we should.
Like an LED. but anywho, yes. So the kids were found. They are deceased. And I believe Chad Daybill?
Mm-hmm.
Chad Daybill?
I think so, yeah.
He's going to be going to trial.
Whew.
And then let's not forget the very recent murder of the soldier.
Oh, Vanessa
Guillen here from Houston.
Yeah.
Fort Hood?
Like, what the fuck is going on there?
Things there do not add up.
It's like, I recently saw like a tweet and it was like 7 soldiers have been found now. Like 7 bodies.
Seven.
Holy shit. I was like, I haven't even heard of these 7. I know that one body was discovered during her search. I believe it was Tim Miller and Equisearch that found him. Yeah. And he was the one also that found Vanessa. It's like, God, that man is... Ugh, fuck.
That man is a gift from God.
Honestly. He just fucking keeps bringing people home. Ooh, I just thought about his daughter.
I'm fucking dead. But then there's also the new soldier. What was his name? Elder.
There was a new soldier?
Elder Fernandez. Yeah, there was a new soldier that went missing recently.
Oh.
Elder Hernandez. And they found his body, I believe, this past week.
Oh, wow.
Who was also in Fort Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he had reported that he was being sexually assaulted.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like he reported it, and they were moving him from his quarters to a different place to avoid retaliation, essentially.
Yeah.
And then he goes missing.
Oh, fuck.
And then he was found dead.
What the fuck?
Fort Hood, Jesus. What are you doing?
Like, honestly, like,
that place is terrible because not only is it a base, it's also, like, a town.
Yeah.
So, not only, like, do people that are in the military work there, but
people come in
families.
And out. Mm-hmm.
So, out of everyone, who's doing all this?
Yeah.
What the fuck? And they allegedly don't have cameras in front of buildings. Please, get over yourself.
Wait, what?
A government building?
All right, sure.
Like, you're gonna tell
sure,
me,
Jan.
Like...
Come on. We're making faces at each other. But, oh, God. I feel like this year has just been terrible.
This year has been the worst year of everyone's lives, I think. Hopefully none of y'all have caught COVID.
Oh, yes.
We've heard very bad reviews.
About on COVID, yes.
At least 1 star. Maybe less if they could.
Yeah, like 0 if I could, you know.
Luckily, we have stayed safe.
We've been social distancing, except for us.
Except for us, because we are one person.
One person. We're one entity.
But yeah.
Buns is busy over there.
Buns is very busy.
She's like, no, yeah.
Oh, so I know a while back we covered a very shitty episode. Not that the episode... Well, yeah, it was shitty. My part was shitty, at least.
Oh, what was it?
Annabelle and Arsonist.
Oh. Oh, that was a while back.
No. That was a while back, and that's when we had the weird buzzing in the audio.
Is that still? Oh, wait, no. What?
I don't know what you're asking me.
I don't know either. I don't know what I'm trying to put down.
But anyway, so Annabelle recently escaped.
Oh, okay, that's where it's going.
Buns is having the time of her life right now. So yeah, she recently escaped and people were freaking out, and then the Twitter account popped up and she yes. was like, bro, fuck it.
Fuck it.
I saw her tweet yesterday and she was like, yeah, I'll answer your DMs, but I'm still gonna go back to my ex.
Love it.
I love her.
Oh my god. I told my mom and she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, it escaped. She's like, what? Like, mom, it's a demon.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the last thing we needed in 2020.
A demon on the loose?
Yes. Like, what the fuck?
A demon of Annabelle's caliber. She's just, like, out there.
Of her caliber.
Like, she's just fucking waiting.
Whoa. Oh. Buns. She fucking flung herself.
She launched herself, dude. She, like, what is it, a seesaw? When you go like this? That's yeah. literally what she did. Oh my god, this is actually really fun. I miss this.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. So she's gone. Mm-hmm. She's allegedly, we don't know if she's actually missing, mm-hmm. but she's out there. So if you encounter her, please be nice to her because yeah, she is yeah. a fully equipped demon. She will attach to you.
She's a fully equipped demon, love that.
Yes. But yeah.
She's ready for some fucking bodies to drop.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. That was her plan.
Yeah, she's ready to fuck someone up.
Mm hmm.
So there was also Hurricane Laura.
Oh.
And Marco. We almost got double fucked by hurricanes.
DP'd.
We got DP'd. Oh, almost got DP'd. Marco's died somewhere along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then Laura was coming straight at us. And the firm administrator was like, no, it's not going to hit us.
They were like, bro, the news is saying like all this shit.
Yeah, he's like, no.
No, it's not going to hit us. I said it so it will not happen.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Laura was like, I'm scared of him. And then she went the other way.
Yeah, basically.
And we didn't get hit by shit, which thankfully, of course.
Yeah.
But...
I was ready to call out.
I was ready to call out, too.
And so it kind of fucked with my vibe that day.
It really did.
So what the fuck?
Yeah. Honestly, like, I wanted to... Buns is doing all sorts of weird shit right now. What's she doing? She, like, ran and she, like, moshed for a little bit. Fuck. And then she ran under her bed and she was, like, trying to go, like, pull the thing down.
Nice. But I did see that like Galveston they had water surge, the ocean came out.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
the ocean showed up.
Yeah, the ocean showed up. It came through. But I don't believe we had any casualties.
I know like in Louisiana it was pretty like rough.
I think Orange County didn't have any fatalities either. I was seeing the news, so thank god. You know, every storm could be as kind as Laura.
I guess. Yeah. That would be good.
That'd be good. But
I heard there was something I heard on the news.
What?
And they're like, if a tropical storm hits one place on one year, a hurricane is surely to hit the next year. That's what I heard on the news because what? For like 3 weeks I woke up at like 3 a.m. so I got to watch the news.
I'm dead. What?
Mm-hmm. So they're like, we're gonna get hit this year.
This year.
Uh-huh.
Because of...
We got hit with a tropical storm last year, apparently.
Imelda? Oh, Imelda.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, America se cansó.
Oh. But, like, I mean, we didn't get hit...
hard.
Harvey was a hurricane? No, it was just rain.
It was a tropical storm.
It was a tropical storm.
Tropical.
I can't talk.
Oh, Dan and I want to go on a Rando Nautica date.
Oh, yes.
Let me look it up right now. No, don't download it. That's scary.
No, download it.
You download it.
Like, I looked up that whole case. I don't know if we mentioned it. That one case, like, where these kids were, like, on TikTok exploring and shit, and they were by the beach or the ocean.
No, because that was recent. Not, like, recent, but it was recent.
Yeah, like, in the, like, spring, early, like, November. I mean, or November.
Whoa.
Early in the year.
Yeah, it was
earlier this year. And I almost choked. My eyes rolled back and everything. It was earlier in the year.
It was in July, bro.
No, I'd heard about it, like, while I was still in the office.
No, it was June.
No, it was before that.
No, it was in June.
No.
Yes.
No.
June 30th.
It couldn't have been June 30th because I was still at work when it happened.
June 30th.
It couldn't have been.
June 19th.
It couldn't have been.
Yeah, June 19th, police responded after getting a call about a suspicious bag on the beach.
June 19th.
You should know we have no concept of time anymore.
I do. Not really. Not really, but I know that because I had a medical leave because I was going the fuck through it. So, like, I remember seeing it before I lost my eyesight again.
June 19th?
Really?
June 19th.
That can't be right.
It's on the news.
No, because I swear to God.
She literally is, like, in her own time and space.
Nuh-uh. Oh, my God. Maybe the Matrix did have... I mean, there was a shift in the Matrix or whatever.
I think there really was. According to this article, it says, June 19th, police responded after getting a call about a suspicious bag on the beach near the water in 1010... I don't know numbers. 1100 block of Alki Avenue... Yes.
That can't be right because I already had fucked up vision.
It's already there, Dad. What do you
but
mean?
But I remember seeing the video. You know?
Dad.
No.
You can't fight with facts.
No. I'm fighting them. Oh, God. Hold on. I'm trying to find... I think I saw it on Twitter the first time.
Yeah, so did I. It was in June.
No, I don't like that.
Anywho, the point we brought that up.
We wanted to
talk about Randonautica.
Yeah.
And how Randonautica is essentially what led these teens to the bodies.
Yes.
So, I looked it up right now because I really do want to do it, but I'm scared.
I want to do it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says the world's first quantumly generated choose your own adventure reality game. Explore the world you never knew existed. About Randonautica. The Randonautica app puts the user in the director's chair of an adventure story yet to be written. By using the app, the user can break from their mundane day-to-day and take a journey of randomness into the world around them. Your mind is going to guide you as you observe and view the world differently. Traveling into the unknown is a journey like no other.
Wow.
And essentially... It said that your intentions will lead you to where you want, to what you want to see.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. Like
I've watched videos where people are like, they had intentions of finding something creepy.
Mm-hmm.
It sent them to like a creepy place. Or they wanted to find something happy and it sends them to one of their happiest memories. Like a place where they have one of the happiest memories.
Well, like how will it know that though?
Quantum physics.
Like, how do you compute that in ones and zeros, you know? Vibes.
Vibes. Straight up vibes.
Yeah, but how do...
The phone, I think, honestly, dude, like... like, I think phones are designed to...
Read your mind?
Yes, and pick up on our vibes. Like, how do you... It's like that same shit that they're listening to us. So when you think of something like, oh, I want McDonald's. McDonald's is gonna pop up on your IG feed. I think phones are picking up vibes as well. Mine is very depressed.
Wow.
Or very angry. It
remember
could go both ways.
That one time, like, we were, like, talking about creepy phone shit, and I went to the restroom, and I checked my phone, and I had the contact to the guy that set up your alarm.
Yes, that was
For
so
some
weird.
Reason, I still don't know how that happened.
That's strange.
That was uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. That was very weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think phones are, like... The gateways into...
The soul.
The soul. You no longer have to look at a girl in the eyes. Just look at her phone. You'll find out everything you need to know.
I've seen, like a Twitter post, and it was like, nah, like, this bitch could be tweeting anything, but you really want to know her, look at her likes.
Facts.
That's like, fuck.
Big facts. Fucking likes expose anyone.
My likes are just fucking anime now.
I'm fucking dead.
Woohoo. I turned into a weeb in our absence, by the way. Kren has been judging me. She has been very displeased.
It's not that I'm displeased, it's that I'm disappointed.
Listen, man. I had a very rough summer. If I could become a Shonen Jump anime main character, I would. Because there'd be nothing I couldn't do.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
Thank you.
I support you.
Snap.
Dan wore a turtleneck to the first time that we hung out, like went out to eat. And she wore a fucking turtleneck.
It was cold.
It was cold, but she just flopped. She wore a fucking turtleneck and she showed up like hella fancy with her little boots and shit. And one, we made fun of her for wearing a fucking turtleneck, because who does that?
What do you mean?
But also, second, I wore a Thy Art Is Murder hoodie and I felt so underdressed, and I think that's why I bullied you. Because I was insecure with myself.
I'm fucking dead.
I remember what I was wearing and I remember how insecure. The hoodie's looking at me right now. It's hanging right there.
Oh, wow. It was that hoodie?
It was that hoodie.
Wow. How do you remember?
Because I remember, because I was traumatized.
Oh.
You showed up all like hella cute and I looked like a hobo. A hobo with acne.
No, come on. We agreed that was going to be our friendiversary.
Yeah.
What if our friendiversary was the first, or the day we released our first episode? I hiccuped.
That would be this month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with that. It's closer.
Because, like, that would have been, like, the time we went out to eat was, like, in November.
Yeah. That's that. I think that's it for this.
Yeah, I think that's it. So, to recap, we are...
Kills and Chills.
From
Houston, Texas. Warp Tour. It's your last chance. It really was, because Warp Tour ended.
Yeah. I'm Dan.
I'm Ken.
And we're going to be releasing now bi-weekly episodes.
Yes.
The first week and the third week of the month. And then the last day of the month, you can look forward to the same old shit we've been putting out for the past 2 years.
Yeah, you're going to be able to play hoo-ha with the fuck around game.
Yeah, and that's the only day of the month that you're going to get to play hoo-ha with the fuck around game.
So if you have questions, comments, concerns,
let us know.
Let us know, and we'll address them then. Other than that, shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, sneak preview of what we're going to cover next week. I'm going to cover a serial killer. The kills, if you will.
And I will be covering a possibly supernatural thing.
Is it a soy boy?
It's not soy boy.
Aw.
It's an inanimate object that could be paranormal.
Whoa.
Yeah, so if you guys want to tune in, you should. I don't know why you wouldn't. But
tune in, check it out, and then tune in at the end of the month for our input.
Yeah, to see what we thought about things, what we thought about you.
What we thought about each other.
What we thought about each other.
Who we thought about Buns.
What we thought about Buns and her construction work that she did while we recorded this.
Yes.
She's currently taking a break. She's on lunch.
I love her.
Like, she's getting ready to fuck shit up again, I swear to God.
Yeah.
She's gonna throw herself. Is she?
No. She's about to, like, pull the cage. No.
What is she doing?
I don't know.
I think she's getting ready to do construction again. Yeah. I think she's done with her break.
Take a nap, Buns.
She's like, no!
Oh my God. She's just like her mom. Yeah, there she goes. There she goes.
She's back at it.
It's like, what are you running for? There's no predators here. God.
She needs to be one with the world.
Love her.
Anyway, so this has been Darren After Dark. We are signing off, and we'll see you at the end of the month.
Bye.
Bye.